This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support.
June 8th, update pandemic.news. Mike Adams here. You know what? F*** the doctors. All this time, the doctors told us that masks and social distancing and lockdowns were all necessary to stop the virus. That's what they said. And when people went to church, they said, oh my God, you're going to get millions killed and you have to be arrested and cited and stopped. And when white people protested against gun rights restrictions, you know, or the lockdowns in places like Michigan, we were all lectured by the doctors who said, oh, you're going to get millions of people killed. You're going to spread the disease. COVID-19 is going to sweep through because these people are outside without wearing masks, right? And many of us who are science-educated individuals like myself, we understood that this is a biological weapon. We understood there is person-to-person transmission. And so, you know, initially, I was like, yeah, let's be cautious because I'm an advocate of the precautionary principle. You know, for a moment, I thought maybe doctors gave a crap about human beings. Wow, turns out they don't give a crap at all, because the minute there was this staged killing of a black man, you know, by a white cop, all of a sudden, all the doctors now, they bow down, they kneel down, and they say, well, guess what? You don't need to social distance at all if you're part of the riot. So rioting, apparently, nullifies COVID-19, according to doctors, which means they're all fucking quacks. They're all quacks. They have no real science behind them at all. No evidence-based medicine. They're liars and quacks and crooks and criminals. And I'm fed up with them. You know, it's beyond frustrating to say, yeah, I understood that this thing, this virus is a biological weapon. It was killing people, especially elderly people in nursing homes. And in the early days, we didn't know that much about it. We didn't know exactly who it killed and who survived it. We didn't know initially that you can beat this with zinc, you know, and vitamin D. And if you have good nutrition and you don't take flu shots and you don't have high blood pressure, your chances of dying from this are just about zero. We know that now, but we didn't know it in the early days. So I was like, let's be cautious here, everybody. Let's all, you know, keep distancing, wear a mask. I wore a mask in public. Let's all just be cautious until we learn more. And I was acting on good faith to help save lives. You know why? Because all lives matter to me. All lives matter. Not just black lives, not just white lives, not just Latino lives. All lives matter. And that's why I said, let's be cautious. Let's protect lives. Wow, turns out the doctors are acting in bad faith. They never gave a crap about lives. If they gave a crap about lives, they would recognize that they're the ones who said that COVID-19 is disproportionately killing black people all across America. Remember that? That, oh, 70% of the victims of COVID-19 in certain cities were black people. And then those same doctors, predominantly white doctors, say, well, but it's okay to go protest black people. So what are they actually saying? I think these white doctors are saying, hey, black people, go out and get killed. I'm pretty sure that's what they're saying. Either that or they were lying the whole time. Maybe they were lying before when they were saying that, oh, this might spread, you know, in protests in public. Maybe they were lying then. They're either lying back then, or they hate black people and want them to die. One or the other. There's no other option here. Either way, f*** the doctors. They are dishonest, unethical, immoral, anti-human, quack science, anti-science lunatics. They have no clue what they're talking about. And they all work to cover up the truth about hydroxychloroquine so that there are no cures. You see, because they want everybody to be vaccinated. Because they want, you know, a eugenics depopulation vaccine that will probably target who? Oh, black people. Yeah, all these doctors kneeling down saying how much they love black people, Black Lives Matter. The vaccine, you can bet it's going to target and kill black people. Because that's the depopulation agenda that goes along with the vaccine. I wish I wish all these real racists, these white doctors, would be exposed for the true racists they are, for the liars they are, as they're kneeling down and worshiping Black Lives Matter in the back of their minds. You know, they're actually having like some Dr. Evil little villain smile where they know, oh, wait till these black people line up and we inject them with the infertility vaccines, or we inject them with the death cancer shots that'll kill them in 2 to 5 years. And then they'll have a world without black people, which is what they want. So they're just faking it. They're just faking like they love black people right now. Oh, how much they care. They're so compassionate. And they're so, they have so much feeling for black people. No, they want to murder the black people, which is why they're telling them to go out and protest, right? Because guess what? The virus is still there. The virus hasn't disappeared. There are 18 U.S. states where the infections continue to rise, and not just at a small level. I mean, some of the rise is pretty substantial. It's still growing. The virus isn't gone. So what it means is that the doctors that are out there saying, oh, black people, go ahead and go protest, they are encouraging them to commit suicide. It's a death sentence for many of these black people, as the left-wing media openly admitted when they said it's black people who die from this more than white people. So it's like, not only did evil white death science people like Dr. Fauci build this weapon, they built the weapon, they funded it, they engineered it to attack a human lung tissue, ACE2 receptors, right? Not only did they build it, not only did they figure it's probably going to get worse in the inner cities where low-income black people have less access to high-quality healthcare, now they say, go out and protest, black people, because they want you to die. They want you to die. These are eugenicists. These are evil, malicious doctors. They are eugenicists, and they're going to push the vaccine just like they push the chemotherapy on black Americans. They push the chemo. Poison the black woman with breast cancer. Poison the black man with prostate cancer. Poison them to death. Make money off of them. Don't tell them all they need is vitamin D. No, poison them to death and make money off of them at the same time, because ultimately they just want to kill you. They hate black people. The white doctors hate black people unless they can make some money off of them, you know, in the short run. But in the long run, they just want you to die, which is why they're telling you to go out there and join the protests and get infected and end up on a ventilator, which is basically a death sentence, you know, death by ventilator. They want you to die because they hate black lives. So when they say Black Lives Matter, you know what they're really saying? You know, in the back of their mind, it says, actually, black medical insurance matters to them because they can make money off of it, but black lives don't matter. Rather, coming out of their mouth, black lies matter. Their mouths are spewing black lies because they're liars. They're always lying about black people, how much they love them. Give me a break. If you love black people, you punk-ass white doctors, you'd tell them to take vitamin D. You hate black people. You won't even tell them the truth about how they could prevent cancer and prevent type 2 diabetes. You hate black people because you're evil, malicious, white doctors. You know, and I got to tell you something. A lot of black America, they're on to you. They know what's up. They're on to you. They know that you want them to die. They know you're pushing infertility drugs, infertility vaccines. They know you're pushing chemo. Why do you think black Americans are not going to line up and take the vaccine shots from white doctors? Ever wonder why? Oh, because black America has a memory of Tuskegee and medical experiments and the NIH-funded experiments on black prisoners and black soldiers and just black citizens. Funny thing, isn't it, how the medical science industry, as it's called, oh, it's all sciencey. It's all run by white people with white coats. Oh, they just happen to always choose black people for their experiments. Just in case something goes wrong, they're only killing black people who they want to kill anyway, because black lies matter to these white doctors. That's the truth about the history of medical experiments in this country. They're always targeting black people. always targeting black prisoners, black soldiers, you know, black babies. It's not going to be any different with the vaccine. They're always targeting blacks because they hate blacks. So listen, when you see white doctors kneeling down right now and saying, hey, black people, it's okay to go riot, to go join the protest, to just, you don't need a mask anymore. You don't need social distancing. Just go on out there because your right to protest is far more important than COVID-19. You know what they're really saying is, please go out there and get infected and die because the white doctors want to live in a world without you. Why do you think they've been pushing all the toxic drugs, the chemotherapy, the nutritional deficiencies, the forced medical ignorance, the cancer industry enslavement and mass poisoning of black people? Because they hate you. They hate you. And you know who genuinely loves you? No, seriously, who loves you? God loves you and I love you. Even though I'm screaming right now because I'm angry at the white genocidal doctors, I love you because I love all human beings, regardless of skin color, regardless of gender or sexual orientation or whatever. Every human being has a right to live, including, by the way, the unborn black babies who are mass murdered by the millions by these same motherfucking white doctors who want you to go out and get COVID-19 and die from infections. They're killing your babies by the millions in the womb while they say, oh, black lives matter. Really? What about the life of that black baby that was going to be born 5 days later, but they stabbed it in the neck with a scalpel and they harvested its organs and sold it off for profit? They don't care about you. They don't care about your black babies. It's genocide. They hate you. God loves you. And yes, there are some white people in America, such as myself, who genuinely love you. And when we express that love through knowledge about nutrition and about the horrors of the abortion industry and the horrors of the vaccine industry and how it targets black babies with increased risks of autism, when we express love for our fellow brothers and sisters who happen to be black, we are called what? Oh, racist. Right, because in white-controlled death science industry, anyone who tries to protect black people from being exploited and mass murdered by the medical system is immediately branded a racist. They will say things like, oh, what? You don't want black people to get cancer treatments? You must be a racist. You must hate black people. No, no, no. We are the ones trying to save black lives, and frankly, all lives, from the toxic cancer industry by using simple, low-cost, safe nutrition. Vitamin D could save hundreds of thousands of black lives across America every single year. That's why the medical system oppresses information about vitamin D. That's why the FDA and the FTC outlaw anyone from telling the truth about vitamin D for black America. Vitamin D could prevent hundreds of thousands of deaths and also cases of cancer and diabetes and bone disorders. There are black babies that are being born with rickets, a vitamin D deficiency disease that can be solved for pennies a day with a simple nutritional supplement. Guess who's preventing black America from learning that? Oh, it's the pandering, you know, the corporations that are all turning their icons black on Facebook and claiming they love black people. No, you don't. You censors, you evil eugenics, you mass murderers, you baby murderers. You genocidal maniacs, white doctors who hate black people. You don't give a crap about black people. If you did, you'd tell black people the truth about how to prevent cancer, prevent diabetes, prevent bone disorders, prevent osteoporosis, prevent dementia and Alzheimer's. It's all preventable. And judge people by their actions. Someone who loves black people is the person who's trying to help them prevent suffering and prevent premature death. Someone who loves black people is a person who's trying to share information freely that can allow black people to live more happy and more productive lives and have healthier babies and healthier families and prosper more in our society. You know, who's that? Oh, it's people like me and many, many others, by the way. Not just me, but I mean across the whole the natural health industry and independent media, we are telling the truth to help humanity because we understand that Black lives do matter. And it's not just Black, obviously it's all lives. All lives do matter, including Black lives. So of course we are labeled racist. it's absolutely unreal what's happening with all of this. So look, here's the thing. You want to know what a genocidal mass murderer looks like? It's a white man in a doctor's coat kneeling down on a sidewalk, falsely claiming to love Black lives. That's a murderer. That's a genocidal lunatic. That's a danger to society. They're lying to you and they're killing you at the same time. And they really, really, really want you to take that vaccine. Yeah, because they got to convince you to line up and take the shot. You ever wonder why? You ever wonder what's in that shot? You know, what's going to be engineered into that shot, that experimental shot that skipped all the animal testing because it would probably kill all the animals? You know, the FDA just allowed them to just skip all the tests. Oh, it went from phase one trial over just immediately to phase three trials. And there's been no long-term testing whatsoever. They waived all the quality control. They waived, you know, any legal liability. You, the Black person, you are the human lab rat. You are the guinea pig. These white doctors might as well just call you by the N-word. You are their vaccine N-word. You inserted. I'm not going to say it. That's what you are to them. You are the vaccine N-word to these white doctors. That's what they think about you. You're not going to let them inject you unless you have some kind of a suicide mission. You want to be their little genocidal puppet, a little guinea pig. You know, 6 months later, oh, there'll be a big retraction like in The Lancet, like they just did. They admitted all their science was faked about hydroxychloroquine. You could see it. Oh, 100,000 Black Americans died from the vaccine. Oh, turns out a horrible mistake was made, an accident in the vaccine formulation. Turns out that the mRNA vaccine platform was accidentally found to have inserted a nucleotide sequence that created a protein synthesis in the cells of the human body in Black people that interfered with metabolism or caused mutagenesis, cancer cells, brain disorders, whatever. Oh, they're going to announce, it's a horrible mistake. We made a horrible mistake. Hundreds of thousands of Black people died. And then they're going to pat themselves on the back and in the closed doors behind the curtains tell each other, oh, mission accomplished. Mission accomplished. We got rid of a couple hundred thousand that we didn't manage to abort earlier. But don't worry, we caught them with the vaccine program. We got them. That's what they're going to say. They're going to high-five each other in the back rooms. All these soy boy doctors high-fiving each other. Oh, yeah, we got them. We got them. Yeah, because that's all you are to them, is just a vessel for death. Medical experiments, a vessel for death. So don't be fooled by any of this. If you line up to get vaccinated with a coronavirus vaccine, you might as well just take a 1911, shoot yourself in the head first. You know, it'd be a lot less painful, and it'd just be, you get it over with. It's quicker. Don't line up for these white doctor vaccine shots, these experimental medicine vaccines. These people are trying to get you killed because they hate you. They hate you for the color of your skin. They hate you for who you are. They hate everything about you, but they pretend to love you. Yeah, that's how sick and twisted these people are. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how you can hold hate for an entire race of people for so long and then act like you love them and then pretend to be a doctor, pretend to be an authority, pretend to care about people during the COVID-19 outbreak. Everybody wear a mask, everybody social distance. And then all of a sudden, forget all that. If you're Black, just go out and get the infection. I don't know how they do that. Like, what kind of weird, psychotic, you know, demented, twisted, like Silence of the Lambs mentality do these people have? No wonder they love their scalpels so much. They love like mastectomies, you know, just cutting off the breasts of Black women. That's how sick they are. Like sick, twisted, demented, you know, individuals who have made it to the top of medicine. Yeah, it's the standard of care. Slice and dice the Black woman. Don't tell her about vitamin D. I bet you they get their jollies off on that because they're eugenicists. And yeah, I'm a white guy telling you this. I'm a white guy saying that this is true. This is the way those people think. They're evil. They're demonic. They don't think Black Lives Matter. they are the most evil, insidious people imaginable on this planet. And if they had their way, they could wave a magic wand and just have all Black people die immediately across all of society, including the whole continent of Africa, just die. That's what they would really want. Why do you think they run all the Ebola experiments over there? They're just hoping they can find one that spreads fast enough that doesn't wipe out the tribe before it can jump to the next tribe. You know, they're really trying to get that Ebola going. That's why they have all the labs in Africa. That's their goal. They've been trying to do this for, you know, generations. And now, oh, they got you by the balls right where they want you. Now they got the vaccine. Oh, they got everybody freaked out about the coronavirus. They're going to hit you with the vaccine, some brand new experimental vaccine, never been tested in humans, you know, never. It's just whatever. Believe me, the entire medical establishment is going to say, oh, we should give it to Black people first to protect them because they're more vulnerable. This is the way we're going to hear this whole thing. Yeah, Black people should get it first, they're going to say, because they love Black people. So they're going to ask you to line up first, and then they're going to hit you with a vaccine first, because you are the lab rabbit. You are the lab monkey to them. That's the way they think of you. You are the lab guinea pig. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen that way. And there'll be a few white people line up as well, you know, just in support. We're going to show you that this is safe. We're going to be injected right beside you. Yeah, right. Yeah, the white person probably won't die because it'll be a race-specific protein synthesis interference technology, like RNA interference or whatever. It'd be like, whoa, what do you know? The death rate's 10 times higher only in people of African descent. What an amazing new technology they've come up with. You know, that's exactly what it'll be. A race-specific bioweapon disguised as a vaccine. That's what's coming. And you know why? You know, ultimately, you know why? I mean, think about this. Because the globalists, their view is that Black people are useless eaters, that Black people are taking too much entitlement money and welfare money and food stamp money off the system that the globalists are trying to siphon off for their own pockets. Every dollar that goes to a Black family, some poor Black family in Chicago, well, that's one less dollar that people like Bill Gates can scam off the system for themselves with government military contracts. Or other big, you know, covert NSA mass surveillance systems to spy on people. You know what? They want more money, and your existence is in their way. Too much entitlement money being paid out, they say. Got to get rid of all these people. Plus, they think climate change is going to destroy everything. And every human being that is alive and breathing and pooping and eating and consuming and using water and electricity, they say has a carbon footprint that's toxic to the planet. Therefore, your very existence, they say, is toxic to the planet. You are poison to the planet. And thus, when they kill you, they are doing something good in their own minds. They are saving the planet by killing Black people with a bioweapon, race-specific vaccine. Mission accomplished for the white doctors and the death science industry. That's exactly what they want. And that's exactly what they're building while they tell you Black Lives Matter. What a pathetic joke when it comes from the mouths of those evil villains who wear the white coats, the lab coats and the doctor coats and the cancer clinic coats. They are costumes. You understand that? They're costumes. They have no authority over you unless you give it to them. Well, you can make a choice. Don't give it to them. You want to be around 5-10 years down the road? You want to still be living? Do not subject your cellular biology to these mad white scientists who have been trying to kill you for generations. Why do you think they put the infertility drugs in the vaccines in Kenya? Why do you think they were talking about putting infertility chemicals in the food exports from the United States back in 1971 under President Richard Nixon? Richard Nixon's science advisor was like, we need to kill off all the Africans. His name was Dubridge. I think it was Lee Dubridge, D-U-B-R-I-D-G-E. New York Times article, 1971. I've covered that story. They wanted to have infertility chemicals in the food going to Africa. Why? Because they hate Black people. And they still hate them because that's who they are. They're evil. Death science industry. Vaccines, pharmaceuticals, cancer industry, breast cancer surgery. But they pander to you and tell you that they love you. No, they don't. Not even close. So I appreciate the fact that you are interested in the truth. And the truth isn't pretty. You know why? Because a lot of human beings are evil, villainous, you know, dastardly, malicious, horrible people. And a lot of those people wear doctor coats and work for big pharma and work for the vaccine industry and do research on biological weapons that are engineered specifically to kill more black people than anyone else. But they never admit it publicly. They don't come out and say who they are. You have to figure it out. And that's why you're a truth seeker. You got to figure it out. But if you connect the dots and put the clues together, you can come to find out exactly who actually is trying to empower you versus who is trying to destroy you. Those who want to empower you would give you knowledge so that you can take care of yourself, so that you can be healthier and stronger and have healthier babies. Those who want to kill you would deprive you of information and keep you enslaved, right? And keep you suffering and make you die and tell you to go out and get infected and never tell you how you can prevent cancer or diabetes because they prey on you. They are medical predators, practically medical pedophiles, who are preying on black children as well as black adults. It's a sickening anti-human system. But these are the ones who pander to you and tell you how much they love you. Watch what people do. Watch the actions. Do not be misled by their false pandering and all their virtue signaling because it's all fake. Watch what they do. When the vaccine is available, watch. They will say, oh, black people first for the experimental vaccine. Watch. It'll happen. 100% chance that that happens. You just keep watching. Oh, black people need more cancer treatment. Really, with toxic chemotherapy that causes brain damage, kidney damage, heart damage, reproductive damage? Oh, that's what you want for black people. I see. You just watch. Watch them. Because everything they do is designed to exterminate you. Everything they do, I'm talking about the white lab coat wearing, doctor coat wearing, you know, villains, criminals. Everything they do is designed to eliminate you from the future of this world. And they will not rest until you are gone and the world that is remaining is populated by only them and their evil offspring. You know what I mean? It's that's what they want. That's what they want. A world without you. A world without Africa. That's what they're aiming for. And they're tricking you into the system. Tricking you into thinking that they support you when they actually want to kill you. That's the truth. You won't hear anywhere else, but it is the raw, uncensored truth. And I think the more you dig into this, the more you'll realize that it is absolutely true. It rings so true. It's so horrifying. And it's so on target. It resonates with all your experience, doesn't it? You know it's true. Do not trust the doctors. Do not trust the vaccine engineers. Do not trust the bioweapons, death science industry engineers. Do not trust the virtue signal operatives. Do not trust anyone that's using you to accomplish a goal of destroying you. Trust in God. Trust in your independence. Trust in your knowledge. Trust in freedom of information. Trust in Mother Nature and nutrition, but do not trust the artificial death science industry that wants you exterminated. Thank you for listening. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. I will tell you the truth, and I will work to help you save yourself from this death science industry.